Comcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our resident seminary teacher and engineer, Ray Mondragon, in studio today with Creation Science Fellowship. Ray, I always enjoy our meetings because I thought before we started meeting here, this is our seventh interview this year. And again, thanks for a great 2019. I think our listeners, myself, we've all enjoyed learning about creation science and how it not only does it line up and stand against any kind of evolutionary so-called science that people are proposing, but what you've really shown us in layman's terms, which I'm able to handle, is that there really is no science to the science or the theory of evolution. It just frankly has a lot of silly assumptions, and they're pretty easy to dispel. So I think, as a Christian person, I'm encouraged because my faith is lifted up in seeing all of the things that God talks about in the Word and how the world came into being and so on and so forth. And science just lines up right with it. So again, we're going to talk more about that. And so Ray Mondragon is here with us, and we hope you'll stay with us. He'll be with us the whole hour. Let's start off, Ray, with the issues concerning creation versus evolution. Why don't you summarize some of the things we've talked about this year?
Well, I always like to start off with kind of the fundamental and the basic idea that we are operating in terms of this program and creation science in general. And basically, if God is the creator of all things, and if he has revealed himself in an inspired, inerrant record, we call that the Bible, then there should be no conflict between what we can observe in the scientific or natural realm, no conflict with what God has revealed in his word. And that proves itself out as we learn more about science. We see that the Bible is confirmed. So based on that, we want to encourage believers to hold to a strong position on the Bible and have full confidence that everything that God says is true, and you can test it out even scientifically.
Well, I'm excited because people just, I don't think, understand science. I mean, how would you define science? When people use that word, they're not really necessarily using it correctly, right? Because a lot of people will say, there's nothing scientific about religion.
Well, that's kind of a mischaracterization of what the Bible teaches, basically. Mm-hmm. But if you want a definition of science, it's basically, very simply, the study of the natural realm. But unfortunately, in the secular world has restricted a study of the natural realm and limited it to only natural causes. In other words, if you can't explain it by natural means, then it is thrown out. I call that secular science. But a true approach would be to look at all of the data. In other words, what data is available, and we have revelation from the Creator himself. Mm-hmm. And if that revelation is reliable, then it ought to give us a lot of insight. And I think if you investigate both the Scriptures and the natural realm, you're going to see they fit together very well.
Ray, you may be encouraged by this because it has to do with science. But I had Vince Torres with the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico, and I had Ethel Maharg with the Right to Life organization, Right to Life Committee here in New Mexico. And they mentioned during the broadcast we were talking about abortion, not just abortion, but we're also mm-hmm. talking about euthanasia for elderly people and just the right to live and who has the right to take that life. And one of the points that they made is that science, in addition to, you know, the faith-based community continuing to stand up for the life of babies and all people, in addition to that, science is now documented so well and made really kind of simple, everything from the creation of life and the formation of an embryo into a person in a very short amount of time, to where even the secular community is really understanding that. Mm-hmm. And that has, by itself, helped to reduce the number of abortions that are out there. So again, science and people's understanding of it is really an encouragement to the faith-based community especially.
And I would say that you can go to any area of culture or society, not just science, but any area the Bible has something to say about it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I referred to that course that I teach, Biblical Foundations, and I emphasize for all things. In other words, anything that you can conceive of, you can find a biblical foundation for it somewhere in Scripture, and most often in the book of Genesis, because it lays the foundation for the rest of Scripture.
Ray, summarize for us today what we're going to be talking about in terms of a topic. We've been kind of breaking this down over the last six or seven interviews, so tell us where we're going today.
Well, we looked, first of all, at one of the major issues that we as believers have a conflict with what I would describe as secular science, and that issue is evolution versus creation. So we spent a couple of weeks looking at the weaknesses of evolution. In fact, coincidentally, I was going to lead off with this, but in the latest World Magazine, there's a new book by the individual that I mentioned last time when we were talking about creation, Michael Behe, and he's got that classic Darwin's Black Box.
And what's the magazine that you're looking
at? This is World Magazine.
World Magazine, okay.
World Magazine. In fact, I would recommend it. It presents the news from a biblical worldview.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact, you have it on your table out in the foyer there. But anyway, he's got a new book, and he calls it Darwin Devolves. That's the name of the book. And this book basically summarizes some of the basic things that we talked about concerning mutations and how they just don't work. In fact, you lose information. So I'd recommend not only this new book, I haven't read it yet, but I'm basing my evaluation on his prior book, which is a classic now. And you can look up this article as well, which describes it. In fact, it World calls it the, I think, the science book of the year, or one of their books of the year that they're summarizing at the end of the year.
Ray, and our goal in bringing this to our listeners here on ABQ Connect was to really challenge us to begin thinking and to have some talking points that were defendable, intelligible, and frankly, simple, because I need simple, my friend. I need simple.
Well, I think most people do. I do, too.
Well, when we start talking about, you know, we're going to be talking a little bit about the second law of thermodynamics. And, you know, I'm not even sure if I understand the first law of thermodynamics and energy loss and all of that stuff. I mean, that starts to get to be pretty technical. But when you explain it, it does easily support that creation science is, in fact, scientific.
Right.
And there are things of the past that you do have to take a leap of faith in based on secular science, based on creation science, because we just don't know, and we're not going to know until we are in heaven.
Well, there are some things in the past that we have limited data on. Mm-hmm. For example, creation. So that limits what science can do. In fact, that whole area of historical science is based on certain assumptions, and those assumptions have to be correct to have a correct interpretation of the past, because you can't reproduce the past.
Right.
But if there's mystery there, and if you don't have enough data, then you can come to lots of different conclusions, but they're not necessarily the right ones. So we need revelation to give us insight into some of those past events, like creation.
Well, what we'll do, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with Ray Mondragon. He is with Creation Science Fellowship. And we're going to, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about reviewing what we did the first couple of shows.
Yeah,
about
we started that.
The
we
problems. Didn't quite get well, far. You and I get sidetracked on talking about all these cool points. So stay with us. A lot more to cover. We'll be right back.
At Bosky HVAC and Roofing, our priority is investing in our community. And we don't want to forget those less fortunate. May your home be filled with joy this Christmas season. Our family and staff wish you and your family a blessed and wonderful Christmas.
Medicare can be complicated. That's why Medicare Choices is here to help. They're an independent agency representing the Medicare insurance companies that strive to put your health needs first. They offer all the different Medicare plans that you've been thinking about, and consultation with local personalized service is free of charge to you. Visit their website, MedicareInsuranceSavings.com, or give them a call, 888-345-4942. That's 888-345-4942. Open enrollment begins January 1st 6th through March 31st.
Hi, this is Grandpa Miguel.
And this is Stella Diaz from Monroe's.
And this is Ava. From our family to yours, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And don't forget to visit us at our new location on 4th and Mountain this December.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, a Montaño west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details. Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ray Mondragone with Creation Science Fellowship is in studio with us today. And to let everybody know, the third Tuesday of every month at Faith Bible Church, located at 9600 Central Avenue Southeast, that is on the corner of Central and Moon in Albuquerque, Creation Science Fellowship has a free meeting with speakers like Ray and other scientists, several people from Sandia National Laboratories and others, just discussing issues of science and as they relate to the Bible. And so everybody's invited, no cost, Ray?
Correct.
So what a neat...
Families are invited.
Yeah, families. So get your children talking about this.
Youth need to know these things because they're not going to hear it in the high school. They're not going to hear about creation science. They're going to hear the opposing viewpoint.
Right. Well, and let me tell you, I have a couple of friends of mine. One is a retired biology teacher who's been one of my best friends since we were 12, 13 years old. And, you know, he knows me. I'm not very diplomatic when it comes to these kind of things. And he'll tell me all the time about, you know, evolution and this and that. But the absolute truth is this. The scientific method says that if something is true, like, let's take one aspect of the evolutionary process. Evolutionists teach that a life form, now they were a little bit more specific, I'm being vague intentionally, because I want you to imagine any life form.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, a life form was accidentally formed in, let's call it, the primordial ooze. The funny thing is, scientific method would say that if that is true, we should be able to replicate that in a laboratory. So let's take a one-celled living organism, a paramecium, an amoeba, whatever. And we could measure today, Ray, with exactitude, with all of our instrumentation and stuff, every chemical element of that living organism, right? And then you could take the ingredients, if you will, the recipe over here to the side, and you can try as long as you want to duplicate that or create a life form. I don't want to use duplicate because they can steal life from something that's existing. They can take life and make it grow, but they cannot breathe life into
non-living matter.
And so it's not scientific, Ray. By their own definition, the whole thing falls down. And then when you start talking about the mutations, the processes that are required for changes to take place in a species, you've already told us and given us seven or eight mutations that can't really happen in an orderly fashion. And I've joked about an amoeba turning it into an NFL football player over 10,000 years. That just isn't going to happen,
right,
mathematically or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've talked about, after talking about the problems with evolution, we've talked about the strengths and the positive things about creation sciences, which is where we are today.
Well, we've scratched the surface.
Right. Well, we introduced the second law of thermodynamics. Why don't you summarize that a little bit?
Well, I was just transitioning because that was the last point that I made in terms of really destroying the theory of evolution, because there's no principle or concept in the natural realm that moves from organization or disorganization to organization. And what we have is the most well-established principles of science that goes not just in physics, not just thermodynamics, but you see it in biology, geology, every area of science, the second law of thermodynamics, that basically says everything tends to be unwinding or moving from organization to disorganization or decay, the whole decay process in the biological area. It goes totally opposite what is expected or desired in the evolutionary mindset.
You know, I've never had any decay in my jumping ability as a basketball player, Ray. And the reason is I never had any to begin with.
You sound like people in the impeachment process.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, we are just, yeah. We're going to have to stay away from that one today. Well, Ray, tell us where we're going to go today in terms of evidence for creation.
Well, the next thing that we wanted to look at is the positive evidence. We looked at the weakness of evolution, and we've just scratched the surface even there. There's lots of other areas we could have talked about. But today I'd like to get into some of the areas that support scientifically the idea that demands a creator. And bare minimum, because of design, and you can observe design everywhere in every science, astrophysics, biology, every area you see design, evidence of design, which implies there must be a designer. You don't come across a watch. This is kind of the old idea. You have to have a watchmaker, and we could...
That's a good point. Let me say this. So right now, there are just people that are, for whatever reason, saying there cannot be a creator, there is no God, therefore that theory of creation science can't be true. But isn't that just like me taking the cell phone of mine and saying, this cell phone, the way it's designed, the way it's put together, all its features, all the things that it does, speaks of a designer.
Absolutely. That was what I was going to transition to in terms of
And their argument
today.
Is, oh, no way, I don't believe there's a designer. That iPhone happened accidentally.
Right.
I mean, that's as much sense, isn't it?
Absolutely. The point we tried to make last time concerning just one single cell, and I quoted a man that's in microbiology, and he's an evolutionist. And he wrote a book. He's secular. He's not a believer. He's not sympathetic to our viewpoint. But basically, he said in that quote that nothing man has ever created, and that would include a supercomputer, is not even close to the complexity of one single cell.
Wow.
So your cell phone certainly demands a designer and a manufacturer of cell phones, and the principle is the same. So you see this everywhere. In fact, the whole concept of design, we can take it. In fact, I intend to kind of give you some more examples of where you see design, and we started with just one single cell, which is supposed to be simple life form. So basically, there's no such thing as simple life form. It does not exist. It is more complex than anything man has ever created.
And the reason for that is that in every life form, there's DNA, right?
Well, DNA is one of the most complex molecules in the universe. But there's all kinds of machinery, is what Michael Behe calls it. You have RNA, you have mitochondrion, you have ATP molecules, you have polysaccharides, you have cyclic AMP, you have ribosomes, lysomes, etc. And the list goes on. These are just some of...
All the things which I cannot remember.
Well, things I know very little about myself.
Well, but it's amazing. And again, it speaks of a designer and God is our creator. And we're going to be back to talk with Ray all about all of the big words he just said. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sarah Crutchfield with High Desert Hospice. Our family at High Desert Hospice would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Online at highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. Merry Christmas.
At Crown Jewels and Coin, our 70% off sale beats any other 70% off sale you might see around town. We are staying in business and still have the lowest jewelry prices in Albuquerque. Pay one-third to one-half less and get exactly what you're looking for. Plus, we offer no credit check, no interest financing. Whatever you want, we've got it for less. We're here to stay. Compare and save this holiday at Crown Jewels and Coin for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
God's word is his love letter to you. Each page reveals his character and wisdom so you can grow closer to him and live out his plans for your life. We want to help you do that by sending you Skip Heitzig's overview of the Bible from 30,000 feet. You'll learn the major themes, principles, people, and events from every book of the Bible as you spend 1 year flying over Genesis through Revelation. The Bible from 30,000 feet is a practical way to increase your knowledge of God's Word. And along the way, you'll discover how God calls to you from throughout the overarching story of Scripture and how you can apply His truth to your life every day. We'll send you your copy of this engaging resource when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to help keep these teachings on the air, connecting you and others to God's Word. So call now to give 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The creation speaks of the designer. We are in studio with Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship, and he's also a teacher at Chafer Seminary in Albuquerque, and he's a licensed engineer. Ray, you've got a couple of special events you wanted to mention that are coming up. Let's let people know about those now, and we'll remind them again a little bit later in the program.
Well, the first thing, in February, the Creation Science Fellowship is sponsoring, I guess you'd call it a conference. I'm not sure how they're describing it. But they're inviting kind of a national speaker that does seminars. And they want to make this a citywide endeavor and try to attract as many families and anybody that's interested. So it's going to be totally free. And there's two basic parts, I guess you could say. The first three days will be devoted, I think, to very specific different groups, young people, adults, etc. And those will be at Faith Bible Church. All of those will be at Faith Bible Church.
Are these all going to be in the evening, these sessions?
No, some of them are in the daytime.
Okay.
And they've got a full schedule.
And we'll get back with our listeners about the specific details about this. It's going to be in February.
Well, also, I don't know if it's up yet, but on the Creation Science Fellowship website, there'll be all the details that everybody needs, times and specifics.
Okay.
The second part will be at Hoffmantown, and these are more oriented to people that want to take classes in this whole area of creation science. And that'll be from Thursday to Saturday. And I think that's kind of the general idea or the schedule that they're going to present in February.
Nice. Well, we'll make sure that our listeners have that information. So the creation speaks of a designer, just as our cell phone speaks of a designer. Take it away.
Well, I had that second major area that I wanted to make people aware so they could start planning.
Okay.
We've just completed the fall semester for Chafer Seminary, and in January we'll be beginning a new session, a new semester of classes. So these are available to the general public. And a lot of people think that, well, I'm not going to be a minister. I'm not going to be a Bible teacher. But these classes are open to a broader audience, people that just want to be serious about their study of the Word, maybe a Sunday school teacher, or maybe even a mother that's homeschooling. You want to take a class. Some of these classes are very conducive to that. Mm-hmm. So in January, you can go to the chafer.edu website and get a full schedule. And I can mention some of them. And obviously, I'll be teaching a course myself, but there's others as well.
So people that are after a degree, a seminary degree, or people that just want to take some classes and encourage themselves in the faith and maybe use that to, you know,
the broad spectrum. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to grow your faith, and this is one of them. Some people need that class structure.
Mm-hmm.
in order to really learn.
Yeah, and people can take it as an audit. In other words, they don't have to turn in all the assignments and just enjoy the lectures.
Yeah.
And in my classes, I try to simplify things and make it for a general audience, but yet we have students that are working on a master's degree.
So again, I'm pointing the fingers at myself. Have a tendency sometimes to look at Amazon a little bit more than I should be reading about Creation Science Fellowship. You know, you get to shopping at this time of year, you get to looking at things that are out there. What's fun about doing the show is then, I'll have Brian from John Moore Associates come on and he'll tell me, you know, Brian Cochran will come on and go, well, you want to be careful about, you know, going into debt and spending too much money at Christmas and all of this stuff. So I have all these checks now just in my job, Ray,
mm-hmm.
That are kind of fun and holding me accountable to not doing overboard on things that I have in the past. And so you're providing a way for families very inexpensively, free being the operative word, to go to Creation Science Fellowship, have a nice family time out. You know, maybe you're going to go have some coffee and dessert afterwards, and maybe that costs a few bucks. But doing things as a family, talking about the Lord, talking about things that are very interesting. And I know you have to – there's some people you don't have to dumb this down for, but for me, you've got to speak in layman's terms. And I really appreciate that you do a great job of that. This designer that we keep talking about, why is it scientific to believe in a designer, Ray?
Well, if you investigate, for example, if you studied electronics and you come up like the example you used with a device that shows evidence that irrefutably has evidence that supports the idea of a designer, you do the same thing if you're talking about biology. So that's where evolution not only got its start, even though it's expanded to social realms as well, but if you deal with just biology and you see incredible design, that points scientifically to the need for a designer. So that's kind of the bottom basic idea here.
One of the things I appreciate is that you've mentioned a number of people that consider themselves to be evolutionists. And these people are questioning the scientific validity
mm-hmm.
of evolution. And I appreciate that intellectual honesty. Now, they're not moving over to, hey, there's a God and he created everything. They're not moving that far. But at least they are now saying,
acknowledging that
this other thing
there's
is
some problems.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. some real problems with this. And I think if we can get people just to think and to go through the Word and to be familiar with what the Word says, and then measure that against things that they see. You know, Hebrews says that, or Romans says, since the creation of the world, God, the evidence of God is in everything that you see before you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's an amazing, amazing verse. So where are we going, Ray?
Well, let's take a look at another example. We took a look at a single cell. Mm-hmm. And we could look at many of the molecules, because they're very complex. In fact, Behe, in his book, he says the cumulative result, and I used this last time, the cumulative result shows with piercing clarity that life is based on machines.
Mm.
Machines, with the idea that there's engineering, there's manufacturing, there's all of the components of
design. But these
are what
you would call natural machines.
Well, they're biological machines.
Yeah, biological machines. These are not man-made
machines. Correct. They're biological machines that man had nothing to do. And he calls it machines made of molecules. So they're at an extremely tiny scale here.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, one of those ideas is the whole area of DNA. So let's talk about DNA a little bit. This is probably the most complex of all molecules anywhere recognized by mankind. It's a library within a single molecule. Very, very complex. Some people would describe it as a double helix chain that has lots of information. The analogy that we like to use, it's like a computer program that essentially runs the functioning of every single cell. So whether you're talking about plants, whether you're talking about single cells, or whether you're talking about NFL players, We're made up, all of life is made up of single cells. Every single cell has DNA within it that runs those individual cells and all the way up to the NFL pro football player.
Well, we could talk about perfect DNA in basketball players. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just kidding. But see, you were a basketball guy too, Ray.
Yep. Well, yep.
Got to get out. It's good therapy.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I've even seen some guys out here in the cold weather right now shooting out here on the courts outside the studios, and you can just see them relieving that stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're out there shooting, and I recommend it. I highly recommend it to everybody. In a gym, it's a little better. And I have some friends of mine that'll dispute that as well. We're going to be coming back with Ray. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. More about creation and the designer when we come back.
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus this season, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. From Advanced On-Site Protection Security, 505-897-1307.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ray Mondragon in studio with us here this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Ray is an engineer. He teaches at Chafer Seminary, and most of their classes are held at Hoffmantown Baptist Church.
There's a variety of places, but anymore, a lot of them are on the Internet. So,
on the Internet.
In fact, the class that I just completed, I did it from my bedroom.
Oh, wow. Well, and you're teaching a lot of the stuff that we're talking about and offering some insight.
In some of the classes.
Tell us about Creation Science Fellowship. You meet the third Tuesday of every month at Faith Bible Church. That's at 9600 Central Avenue Southwest, the corner of Moon and Central. Absolutely free, families invited, the third Tuesday of every month. Now, are you, we're past the 13th, don't need to worry about this. Will January, the third
yes.
Tuesday, there be the next meeting?
Yeah, every month except December because it falls so close to Christmas. But
gotcha.
Essentially, we'll have a January meeting, and the February meeting will be during that same time in that conference that I refer to.
Okay.
And I should have given the website, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
The website is pretty basic, CSFNM. Creation Science Fellowship, New Mexico, .org. So CSFNM.org.
.org. And all the information about upcoming events. And does it talk about the teachers that will be teaching on any particular
Tuesday?
They'll
give all the details that you would want and maybe even more.
Good stuff. So we just started talking about DNA, Ray, and how that speaks of a designer. Actually, scientific evidence, there's a designer.
Absolutely. In fact, DNA, there is more information stored in the DNA than in any other known system.
Which would include a supercomputer.
Absolutely. Mm. So more information than any known single system. And in that, the analogy that can be used, in other words, information using an analogy of a book or something that's written, just like if you had a book, what is the likelihood that the ink gets onto the page? What is the likely that those
in the formation of words accidentally?
How would they accidentally form words, and how would those words have meaning, etc.? Well, you have all of the, you'd think it'd be ridiculous that it happened by chance or by natural means.
Sure.
So the analogy, for example, just a single cell, you have at least three volumes of 1,000 word or pages with 1,000 words per page that captures the information of just one single cell.
Wow.
So just imagine DNA of a human being, supposedly more complex. There are 2 billion three-letter, what they describe as codons. That would be the analogy of words,
mm-hmm.
words of information. Like in a computer, we measure bits. Well, DNA, they measure codons. That would be equivalent to 2,000 volumes of 1,000 pages at 1,000 page or 1,000 words per page. That's a whole library. I don't have that many books in my library, and I have a pretty complete library personally.
And that's one strand of DNA.
That's one DNA, the human DNA. 2 billion codons.
Wow. That's a lot.
So how does that come together? By natural means.
Yeah, I always like to use the word accident. You know, I mean, how can you accidentally have any of this happen?
Exactly. And there's lots more that we could talk about concerning DNA. Now, a lot of these areas go beyond my capability, but I study as much as I can understand to be able to communicate some of these things to the audiences that I
deal with. So, Ray, if you're confronted by somebody that's, say, a cellular biologist, and they know all the big words and you know, all the scientific jargon and stuff, does that intimidate you anymore, or are they just talking? Because to me, I have to tell you, I think I can be kind, and I can simply say, no matter what some scientist says to me, it doesn't make any sense to believe in evolution. It just doesn't.
Right.
There is no science to it. Everything about it breaks down. Even evolutionists who have studied that for years and years, mm-hmm. and have knowledge way beyond both my capabilities or even interest, are now doubting that.
Absolutely. I referred to that one book. There's others as well by Michael Denton. He titles it, remember we talked about Evolution in Crisis,
mm-hmm.
and he's gathering together evidence that he's aware of from microbiology. I've also mentioned that microbiology is one of the sciences today that is totally undermining the idea of evolution. That's the conclusion he comes to in his book, and
right.
he's not favorable to design or a creator or anything related to scripture.
Let's step back in time to one of our previous interviews. We've already talked about how a cell itself would have to go through many mutations to become something else. But there's that one point in time where you have a species, let's call it a fish, and evolutionists believe that it then became a dog and it walked out of the water. I mean,
well, they'd
maybe
say several
unfair.
Stages, but
okay. Well,
but eventually, yeah, that's the bottom line of evolution is this progress that eventuates into human beings.
And again, let's go back to the second law of thermodynamics. That law in and of itself, when you look at the universe, and now I want to go away from what I think we would call living biologic organisms to the universe. How does the universe speak of the creator?
Well, you see the same concepts of design, and there are a lot of complex issues in astrophysics. Precise orbits of not only planets around the sun that is consistent, predictable. In fact, you wouldn't have a space program if you didn't have this predictability or the science, basically. How does that come about? I mean, why do we have order? And you have diversity. In other words, you have lots of planets that are very diverse from one another, and yet they have characteristics that make them what they are. and what creates them. Earth being very, very unique, and I'd like eventually to talk about planet Earth as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the anthropocentric principle, maybe not today, but I'd like to at least touch on it, that makes Earth very, very special. Even amongst the scientific community, they recognize that there's something unique. In fact, the search, one of the motivations that they have is to try to find another planet somewhere else in the universe that has characteristics that make life possible. And so far, planet Earth is the only place.
Well, of course, you hear those discussions about Mars and finding water, and that none of that has ever happened.
Well, there is water on Mars. Mm. And they're looking for life, mm-hmm. single cells, and there's a possibility that there might be life, but it probably came from planet Earth.
Oh, there you go. So you had to give me this really hard word, anthropocentric. We'll be back more with Ray Mondragon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned, children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secure, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Here's Pastor Mike Fabares with your one-minute focal point.
I think every Christian feels from time to time like they've gotten away with their sin. They sin, God doesn't seem to respond with discipline, and so we think, well, maybe he doesn't care. Or worse yet, we think maybe he approves of our action. But Romans chapter 2 tells us that the riches of God's kindness, his tolerance and patience, just as a principle, should lead us to repentance. You see how terrible it would be to misconstrue his kindness as an approval of our sin. What God's looking for in our lives is that we would be quick to confess our sin and forsake it. Because if we conceal our transgression, we're not going to prosper, and our relationship with God is not going to be good. So confess your sins. He's faithful and righteous to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Get more hard-hitting, straight-up Bible teaching when you listen to Focal Point's half-hour program. Consider Pastor Mike Fabares as your personal Bible coach. He'll take you through the paces right here on this station. And listen anytime at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Design is everywhere in the universe. Ray Mondragon, Creation Science Fellowship, teacher at Chafer Seminary and licensed engineer in studio. Ray, we've had a lot of fun. Our seventh interview this year. And again, thank you for a great 2019. Looking for 2020 to be even more enlightening to all of us. This is fun for you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is the only reason I'm on the planet.
Yeah. You know, there's coming up, January 17th, Dr. Stephen Collins, who is doing an archaeological dig in things in the Middle East, has made some amazing discoveries. Namely Sodom and Gomorrah, and all kinds of amazing information coming out of that. They're going to be doing a special presentation with Eric Metaxas on January 17th. There's tickets going to be available. You can find all about that at knkt.com, and I think you can also go to the Calvary website, calvaryabq.org, and that's going to be the 17th of January. So again, I look at all the scientific stuff mm-hmm. coming out and how it just supports, you know, what the Bible says and what it stands mm-hmm. for. And I want people to be able to speak about this. I want them to be able to have some thinking points, some talking points that they can bring up and know what they're talking about. You mentioned World Magazine. And there's a new article in here. It's called Darwinianism's Big Breakdown. And apparently Michael Behe is questioning a lot of things that have been theorized for many years in the theory of evolution.
Yeah, and he's a microbiologist. He's an example of one of the microbiologists that I mentioned. Now, he's more sympathetic. He's within the intelligent design movement.
Right. Well, but you've mentioned many evolutionists who are now questioning the theory themselves. Mm-hmm. And here's the funny thing to me is that I really appreciate people who think.
Right.
Because I think ultimately if they're open to it, they are going to come to a conclusion that there is a creator. They're going to be led right to God.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they just think through the process.
Yep.
And I want all of us to not be discouraged. I want us to understand, yeah, there are answers to all of these questions. We just have to ask them.
Right.
Here's a funny argument that I heard on the news this week. I heard somebody say, I believe it was on a CNN interview, that the Big Bang Theory, which is a kind of an evolutionist, evolutionary theory about the creation of the universe. Again, everything happened by accident. Of course, Big Bang means there had to be some kind of chemical elements present in order to have the explosion or the Big Bang, and that's not really consistent with even their scientific hypothesis. So I'm not sure how intellectually honest it is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, getting away from all that philosophy, we are, just because maybe a Catholic priest postulated the Big Bang Theory, man, more power to him. He was thinking. He was coming up with some ideas. He was not just, you know, depending on what somebody told him. And that's exactly how we're supposed to be. Even when it comes to the Bible, Ray, we're supposed to be as the Bereans. If somebody tells us something that Scripture says, we're to go seek it out ourselves.
Exactly. That's what Paul encouraged the Bereans.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I'm an apostle.
Yeah.
But check it out.
Yeah, don't just believe me.
Right.
Go check it out. So, again, it's a fun dynamic. It's neat to have a relationship with God. In that you can have a conversation, and then he speaks to you through the word that we've been given. And it's amazing how the Bible is still relevant for today and everything that it addresses.
Well, the Christian has nothing to fear in any area, including science, because we have an inspired and an inerrant record that basically gives us the foundation to every area, including science. And if we understand Scripture correctly, we will have a better understanding of every area in the culture we live in.
So, Ray,
creation science just gives us confidence in Scripture.
Well, talk to us a little bit more about evidence in the universe, and then we're going to go to your big word, anthropocentric principles.
Okay.
All right.
Well, if you look out and you can go, we've been talking about biology and single cells and DNA within a single cell. But if you go beyond that, in every area of biology or astrophysics or any area, you see evidence of design. We touched very briefly on astrophysics and things that you can observe with planets and orbits and all that. But the evolutionist used to say that, for example, insects, let's take a bee, for example, simple life form. But we've already said there's no such thing as simple life form, even at the cellular level, and particularly at the cellular level. So I like to use the illustration because kids, I think, are intrigued by some insects. And take an example of bees and the complexity. And not only are they biologically very, very complex as individual creatures, but if you take them collectively as a hive, you see lots of evidence of design. And each hive or each queen reproduces about 2,000 to 3,000 eggs per day.
Wow.
So how does that happen? That's a rapid rate of reproduction in itself that you could talk about. How does that happen so rapidly if we're talking about single cells here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The production of that. A colony with one queen, there's about 60,000 workers. And those workers, I like to use the analogy with kids, that they go through six stages in their development until they expire. Mm-hmm. In other words, early part of their life. And they develop six different careers during their lifespan.
Hmm.
And they do different functions. They start out by doing maintenance or sanitation. They have a BS in sanitation. And they take care of all of the impurities in a hive and issues relating to the cleanliness of the hive, et cetera. They progress and they become dietitians, where they feed these newly born bees, and they're the ones that bring the nutrients and take care of all of the nutritional issues with these new bees. Then they go into manufacturing, where they produce the honey. They go into a stage where some of them are producing honey. They go into a construction stage. If the hive is damaged, a whole set of bees at that stage, they do repair on the hive. So these are different and very diverse activities that each of them go. Where do they learn these things? Where do they get this knowledge? Where do they figure out how to go through, do all these things? They do it instinctively. Mm-hmm. And it's just as if they have gone through different degrees to be able to have the information and the capability to do all those things. They even get a PhD in R&D, or research and development. That's the last stage. Hmm. In the research and development stage, they seek out and find new areas of fields of flowers, etc., to direct other bees to find nectar. So they go through these six different stages, progressing and without learning, and yet the analogy would be as if they went to an entire PhD program and went into business.
And there are people like yourself who believe that's all in their DNA.
That's
all
right.
Part of the program.
That's part of the program.
All speaks of a great creator.
Right.
More with Ray Mondragon. Stay with us. Our last segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Hey, Boudicke, Car Spa here. Did you know that Car Spa has 4 locations, or that Car Spa is locally owned for 47 years? Did you know that Car Spa employs more than 100 people in Albuquerque, or that 2 Car Spa locations remain traditional full and exterior wash services, and 2 new stores are called Car Spa Flex? That means everything or all services at one location. No wash across the street from our wash across the street from our wash across the street. That can get expensive, right? Flex has fast lane. Landing areas for both express and full service finish, express and complete detail landing areas, optional courtesy vacuum, and relaxing waiting areas. Some washes offer expensive convenience offset by free popcorn. Car Spa, value and experience exceed all expectations. Now, stay tuned for the pop quiz called Show Me. Experience the new Flex, East Central or Sevilla at Core. Google Raintone Car Spa for exact location.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University, with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Appreciate you being with us this afternoon. Ray Mondragon, thank you. Been with us six or seven times this year, and again,
lots
awesome.
Of fun.
Remind us what's coming up in January with Creation Science Fellowship.
Well, it's actually February.
Oh, it's February, okay.
Right, and Creation Science Fellowship, along with Noah Webster College,
okay,
are sponsoring the seminar. I forgot to mention Noah Webster.
But okay.
In fact, I've taught for them as well, by the way.
All right.
But they're sponsoring the February meeting, and like I said, the best way, rather than try to remember everything, go to the CSFNM website, csfnm.org website, and it'll have all of the details, time, locations of all of the specific meetings. There's lots of different meetings throughout that whole week.
Mm.
In fact, Mike Riddle is the primary speaker. I think there'll be others. I'm not sure who else will be involved, but they're still developing the program. But he will be the primary speaker, and he will be doing several things throughout the week, sometimes in the daytime, sometimes in the evening. Some of them Faith Bible Church, some of them Hoffmantown Church.
But you can
later
get
in the week.
Details at the All Creation the details. Science Fellowship
All
website.
Of the details, exactly. And the second thing is we'll be starting a new semester with Chafer Theological Seminary. And again, you can get all the details, chafer.edu. So very easy to remember, chafer.edu for the full curriculum. In fact, just to give you a quick look at it, there'll be a course on 1 Samuel to Esther. There'll be a course on Kingdoms and Covenants, Church History, Intermediate Greek, Beginning Hebrew, Bibliology and Angelology, and then my course, Ecclesiology and Eschatology. I'll be teaching that course, and there'll be a course on dispensationalism. So those are the courses that'll be available in the spring.
Good stuff. Well, now we have a very short amount of time now to talk about an example of incredible design in anthropocentric principle. Tell us what that is.
The essence of that is, as the name kind of hints at, if you understand anthro, that's anthropology, pocentric, the idea that it focuses on man. So the idea, but it goes beyond that. It includes, obviously, every living creature. Planet Earth is very unique. Now, we don't always find it evident because we live here and we kind of are distorted in our vision here. But if you look out, scientists have not found another planet comparable to planet Earth where life is possible. So everything, the principle is essentially that everything in the universe seems to point to this concept of life. Everything here supports life. And that includes constants of physics, constants of chemistry, every area. A good way to summarize it would be everything about the universe tends toward man, toward making life possible and sustaining life. And that's on planet Earth.
As usual, Ray, we've blown through this hour. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today on ABQ Connect. And, Ray, thank you. See you in 2020, and we'll be talking about the same stuff next year.
January, hopefully.
There you go.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.